Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
And we're live, bitches. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see if it works. I have no idea. All right, I think it is working. Welcome. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. What up, Zach?
How you doing, pal?
What's up, Zagat?
Okay.
Zagat. That's, you know what that is?
Zach and Faggot?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's also a restaurant guide.
Yeah, Zagat Curry. It's my gay friend Zach's guide to eating everywhere. This is how Zach got so fat, was he used to run a restaurant guide. I love you, buddy.
I love you, too. How you doing, man?
I'm doing very good. This is going to be a great show. We do have an incredible show. Sorry that we're starting a little bit late right now. Obviously, technical issues. I don't know what it is. It's specifically the Real Ass Podcast. We have issues with our stream every day. There's no rhyme or reason to it. We don't know if there's an issue with like the internet at this time of the day, if they throttle it. I don't really know what's going on. Something about net neutrality. Something happened a few years ago with net neutrality, and then I don't know. You know, we sort of stopped paying attention. COVID happened. A lot happened. But do you remember net neutrality was a thing? Oh. Do we know what happened with that? What was the fucking end result? Nobody knows. Here we are. With throttled fucking internet because fucking Trump couldn't fucking do his job. That's right. That's right. I'm going against Trump today on the show.
Okay.
Was Trump in office during the net neutrality thing? Could have been Obama. Who knows? Wow. I know shit all. I know nothing.
Amen. I remember the net neutrality thing, and I remember thinking, I need to know about this. And I forgot to find out.
What was it?
Now I'm 40 minutes delayed on a live stream. And it's my fault.
Is it net neutrality's fault, though?
I don't know. 5G, was it?
5G? Is it the same thing as COVID? Is this all the same thing? Is net neutrality COVID?
It's all Bill Gates. Everybody knows.
Wow. Doggy. My mind was just blown. Nobody's talking about the connection between net neutrality and COVID.
No one said net neutrality in... fucking 4 years.
Yeah. It was like, so important. It was so important at the time. And none of us now know why it mattered.
What was it? Shannon, do you remember what net neutrality was? You remember? No. No way, no fucking way. Dumbass.
It was that thing we talked about when everyone still had grandparents.
Big titted Shannon.
Shannon comes in now.
So it says that it's... it's most commonly called it's the principle that internet
Shannon, you don't know about it. You're reading it.
I literally
you're
just said those words. It. I said I googled it and I'm reading it.
Wow.
Said those words to you.
Go ahead.
Ruining
it's the principle that internet service providers must treat all internet communications equally and not discriminate or charge differently based on.
So it's like some fucking faggy fucking kumbaya woke it's woke horse shit within the server sphere.
I didn't even understand the explanation.
Is it like how they put female basketball players in the new Space Jam? And you're like, okay, dog. Really? Really? Would the aliens really choose female basketball? Were they? I mean, come on now. They're choosing the best basketball players in the world to turn into fucking monster basketball players? They're not choosing any fucking chicks from the WNBA. Let's just move right past that concept.
Is that why you brought up net neutrality? Because you wanted to make that point?
Is this net neutrality?
Lewis means basketball nets this whole time.
Is that net neutrality? I don't know. I don't know. We're keeping it fucking equal within Space Jam. Who fucking knows? Yeah. I don't know. We're going to find out.
I'd rather have like a male athlete from a different sport than a female basketball player. Just have like.
I would rather have just any dude.
A Tiger Woods would be better.
I'd rather just point at a black guy on the street. You're in.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. lots to talk about today. Lots to talk about today. But let's talk about our guests. Let's introduce our guests. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from the Des Bishop podcast. It's Des Bishop.
Oh, hey. Thank you very much.
What up, kid?
I put a lot of thought into my podcast name.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's smart.
It is.
It's smart. You should have your name. You should have your name in it. I made the fucking mistake of fucking Real Ass Podcast. What is that?
Well, it's great. Rap.
Yeah. I should have called it Louis J. Gomez Show with fucking Zach Amico, my sidekick.
With Zach Amico. You wouldn't have been able to keep him.
With
That's
Zach Amico.
That's the problem because when
I fought for with Zach Amico for like a year and a half.
Yeah, it was, well, Louis J. Gomez and Zach Amico's Real Ass Podcast now. You didn't fight for it. Zach didn't fight for anything. I come to him, and I'm like, Zach, you should make more money now. He's like, do I? And I was like, yeah, and then I give him more money. And I was like, Zach, your name should be in the title, because I love you, and I think you should get more recognition. He's like, do I? And then I give his fucking name in the title. And then he comes over, and he treats me like I treat him like shit.
He's on fire!
No one's safe today, Zach. And that was during Dez's plugs.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds in a way that you have quite a net neutrality kind of ethos behind what you're doing, because you're very much about equality.
I am fucking neutral on the nets. Everyone knows that about me. I got two bitches working the booth. We call it the bitch booth. Ladies, go to the booth.
Dance. Head over to the VIP area.
Come on, girls, dance. There you go. Natalie, come on, shake it. See how Shannon's shaking it now? I like it. Look how much fun they're having in the booth. Wow.
Shannon has Parkinson's. Shannon's getting to a certain age.
They're having fun in the booth, dude. The bitch booth is crushing it. Doggy.
What a place to work. It's like Google. I'm telling you, it's all about creating a good vibe.
It's like Cuomo's office.
Yeah. Well, Shannon, you know what I also decided? For the Real Ass Podcast, and I'm on a diet right now, but I'll tell you right now, I want a half dozen donuts cut in half in the morning for my guests when they walk in. Boom. That's what I want.
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts, you get a half dozen, you cut them in halves, and it looks like there's a dozen. There's a variety of them. There's not that many people, okay?
Yeah, you don't need a dozen donuts.
It's fucking crazy. We have two guests.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, you know, me and Zach are both on a diet. We're crushing it, Team Rattlesnake.
We're doing good.
Yeah.
And they sit around, and then 6 hours later, it looks bad.
And a little bit of liquor we need out. We need a little bit. Colin, do you want a beer?
No, thank you. It's a bit early.
You have beers all the time on the show.
I do. On this show?
Yeah.
Not really.
Maybe not.
That's so he could sit next to Mike Figgs for an hour and a half.
Racist live chat posting the new spread of Karen Feehan, available in Hustler magazine.
Yeah, Karen in
Hustler magazine, looking good. I swear to God, airbrush technology. Mm. No, I'm kidding. Don't show her that. She's gonna fucking try to meet to me. She'll free every she does it. She's like, I will tell you, you fucking rape me. Just so you know. And I'm like, Karen, please stop. Stop saying that.
As funny as that is, it will damage me. Please.
I think Karen is the one girl that could come out and say I raped her in the back. Ah.
Look, it's trash bag. No way. No way.
She would just get more subscribers. Yeah, like, can we see that again?
Yeah.
Tell the story slowly.
Ladies and gentlemen, also from the Wizard of Pod, you know him, you love him, it's Colin Turrell.
What's up? How's it going?
What up, son?
What's up?
Yay.
We've been seeing a lot of each other, Lewis.
Some would say too much.
I would argue too much, almost. It's, you know.
Some would say too much.
Some would say.
Colin.
No, we get on.
Colin, I almost...
What?
I almost want to tell this story because it's very funny. I don't even think you realize how ridiculous this story is, what I watched happen in the green room of Uncle Vinny's.
Oh, no, you can tell it if you want.
Oh, it's the fucking best. I've never seen anything like this. This is fucking just the psychosis. You go to, because you go to comedy. Comedy's like really funny. You're like a really funny comic. Like, why?
Thanks.
Why is he still delivering furniture with Mike Racine?
Yeah. Listen.
And then there's these moments where you go like, oh, I get it now. Like now it all makes sense.
Because
he's a psychopath.
I'm not a psychopath. Why? Because
he goes to Uncle Vinny's all weekend.
That fucking...
You were headlining Uncle Vinny's?
No.
Well, let me tell you what happens, okay?
You got to work your way up there.
No, let me tell you something.
So who are we opening? Who are we featuring for?
Right. Lewis.
Oh, okay.
So he's featuring for me at Uncle Vinny's. And Uncle Vinny's is an old school club. So you start there hosting, then you start featuring, then you headline, right? I think I featured the first couple times I went there. We did like a split feature weekend. You do the headline Thursday and then feature Friday, Saturday. It's just one of these clubs. He's kind of old school. And Uncle Vinny's is awesome. We always have a good time. It's the one show that I do that's 90% not my audience, and I still do very well because they're just.
Oh, you mean they're just regulars come every week?
Yeah, dude, they're fucking Jersey, like older people from South Jersey. Yeah. They're down. They don't get offended about shit. It's all fucking Italian people.
Yeah,
it's great. So I bring Colm to feature for the weekend, and my chick's doing guest spots, and. Colm, first of all, Colm, can we just, we're gonna disclose everything in
just
the story.
Just disclose, I don't care. So
he hits me up, he hits me up while we're still in LA, like the day before we leave.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, hey, dude, I can't do those gigs next week in Uncle Vinny's, a full week of feature work, because I got my fucking day job. He's like, I got
have a day job, which is.
Yeah, he's like, I can't.
Now, so he's saying he can't go to Uncle Vinny's for $100 because he's probably going to make like $1,000.
Well, the thing is, some days the jobs just go on late. So most if it's 50-50, I said I'd rather cancel now than having to on the day.
He was being responsible. I'm not shitting on him, but I will say, Colm, you are funny enough that you should be always taking the gigs. I'm just, okay. In my opinion, okay. I think you're funny enough that. You would make up the work, the lost work in comedy work because you have to. You know what I'm saying? It's a natural thing. You will 100% you have to make the bills. And this is like my dumb, you know, salesman way of thinking, but you have to think this way. In my opinion, I would always give up the day job gig to go work, the Uncle Vinny's gig. And it's not a lot. It's $100 a gig. You know what I'm saying? But overall, you get a full weekend of work, you get to stretch your legs, and you have a relationship with this guy. Because it's also the type of club where if you do well, he'll invite you back, you'll start featuring regularly, then you'll start headlining, like, within a year. You're making, you know, good money, and you're in a club. It's another headlining club down. It's an old-school way of doing it, but with where you're at, our audience loves you. You have a lot of fans, you're growing, you're in a great position. In my opinion, the play, if I'm Colm, the card that I'm playing is I go do that weekend of gigs. So he tries to cancel. He tries to cancel.
I
ignore him. I lied to you. I saw this text.
Oh, you did?
I ignored this text message. I wasn't even acknowledged. I just took him to fucking Nobu. Literally, we just left Nobu. He texted me. He's like, oh, just so you know, dude, I got to go fucking deliver some furniture instead. And I'm going like in my mind, I'm going like, I'm going to just pretend this didn't even happen. We'll assume he's drunk, whatever it is.
I didn't know how far Point Pleasant was, in my defense. I thought it was like, all right, an hour from the city. There are 8 o'clock shows. I can work till 7. Yeah,
but it's nearly like Philadelphia, right?
It's the other side of the country.
It's like an hour and 40, something like that. So it's
2.5 hours from.
Regardless, I'm like, oh, dude. Which it's also true, and Zach knows this. Uncle Vinny's, they're weird about features. They're just literally weird about you bringing features. Last time I brought features, they were like, oh, who are these guys?
Oh, because they want to use their local guys. Italian.
Especially with you know, COVID. They don't get to work that much, you know, so.
Yes, which is fair enough.
It is fair enough. You know, he wants to, but I bring my own guys because it's not because, and their guys are great. It's specifically because I don't write. So I, no, I have to give them a good show.
I can't understand.
You don't want to follow. Yeah.
Truth bomb. No.
And you don't want to follow the local feature who knows all the like local stores.
No, it's not even that. It's when I bring these guys.
There's no fear of when I bring getting these... buried by the local. There's no fear.
This is problem.
There's no fear at all.
We're gonna get into this. The best.
In Lewis's defense, I think he also brings out because we set a certain tone. I'm super dirty. When I go out with him, by the time Lewis gets out there, they're not going to be like, oh my God, what's this
And
guy's
more than anything
about?
Else, you guys are excited to see you guys. So when I bring people that, you know, I don't even call them a fucking feature or an opener. I call them a special guest because they're
retarded.
Because they're retarded and I'm not paying them. They're special guest spots.
Oh, so you come on as a special guest?
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be the feature.
I don't even get to fuck him.
He'll be this feature. Or Colm, or I'll bring people that people will be excited to see. Chris from Brooklyn, yeah. Ian Fidance, whoever it is. Because they get another 25 minutes of somebody who they're legitimately excited. These guys should be headlining themselves and do headline themselves. So they get legitimately more bang for the buck. And I take the hit.
Because you give everybody extra, right?
I'll give them extra. I'll kick them back more money. And it's worth it for me because I think, you know, people get to see a different show each time and they get excited about it. They're excited before I even get on stage. They're excited to see Zach or Colm or whoever, right? So Colm tries to cancel and I'm like, I ignore it. And so I hit him up finally. I'm like, dude, I was like, yeah, this guy's kind of weird about, I was like, if I go and tell him now that you're canceling, It's just not great. It's just not like, it's not a good look. And it's really not. I'm not just saying that. He's weird about it. It's not a good look for me specifically. Mm. It's like, now he's going to be like, oh, see what I told you. You know, you got to bring him, you know, you got to use fucking Tony Baloney. So I told you. I was like, fuck, dude.
There's a bit of a governor. There's a governor's vibe off of Uncle Vinny's.
Right? Yeah, 100%. Okay. Oh, yeah, 100%. It's the same fucking people. Same people. And I'm not shitting it. Dude, I love Dino. I think it's great. I have another date there. I'm already booked again. When you leave... Dude, he's like a fucking like a fat chick you're dating long distance. He takes out his book and he gives you another date. He's like, you're coming back in this date, right?
He forgets a hoodie in your car.
Yeah. Yes, dude. So
all you need to know is there's fake bullet holes in the logo of the club.
In the logo. Oh, yeah. The logo is an old-timey Italian gangster, and there's bullet holes all around.
I've kind of seen the logo, but I never noticed that there's, like, bullet holes
in there. It's the best.
The host told me that for years they had, like, a fake backdrop of like a brick wall, you know, so you go up and
I've seen that plenty of times.
And had a backdrop, but then there was like a host there going, you realize there's a brick wall behind that.
There we go. Thank you.
Hey, forget about it.
Hey,
take my wife, please.
Will you hear your family?
Hey, you know what's this comedy to me? Gun violence.
Oh, Goomba night.
Dude, what is this t-shirt that they're selling? It's the fucking funniest.
They have an Italian Lives Matter t-shirt.
Nice.
It was, dude. Oh, your skin crawls.
Unless you're a rat.
Oh, Lord.
Dude, it's literally the fucking best. Hold on a second. Am I not connected to the internet right now? What is going on? I better be.
Yep. Italian Lives Matter. Because who's going to make the pizza? The Dominicans that own Scars on Orchard. Yeah. Or
Hispanics,
Ludlow.
The same people who are still making the pizza. Yeah.
So I preemptively, even before I call Uncle Vinny's, I'm like, fuck, dude. I was like, let me talk to Kong Kong. I was like, all right, I can do Wednesday and Saturday. And I was like, all right.
We get a kick out of the Irish accent.
I know. I can do Wednesday, I can do Saturday, I can definitely make those.
And you know what the shame is, I could have made Friday in the end, too.
You could have made Friday. Yeah, so then even before I call Uncle Vinny's, I was like, dude, I got to fucking call an Italian comic. So I call Mike Racine. I call Mike Racine to come in, and I was like, dude, can you do Friday, Saturday? But I was like, or Thursday, Friday, before I even call the club. So I called, I was like, listen, you know, Colin had to cancel it. I lied. It was a family emergency. I was like, Jesus.
Only on Thursday, Friday.
Oh, yeah.
In a few days from now.
You know what? Right now, he knows it'll be cleared up by Saturday, without a doubt. So
it won't
even though his family are 3,000 miles away in the pandemic.
So Racine, I get Racine to come in and I call them and I'm like, oh, yeah, but I got this guy. Mike Racine, he's great. He's been on Conan. He's got Comedy Central. He's like, Racine, eh? I'm like, Racine. That's right. So Colm comes in the first night, does great. Colm murders. Colm always murders. He's a killer. Does awesome. Dino likes him. He's like, oh, this guy's great. He's like, yeah, this guy's really good. The second night, they come in. Racine is there, and my girl's there, my chick. Now, Natalie's a young comic. She's only been doing comedy like three and a half years.
Well, she did the first night, too?
No, she wasn't there the first night with you. It was just us. She was.
Because remember, you guys dropped me to the train station, right?
Oh, I guess she was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. No, she was. All right.
That wasn't her.
No, she was. No, you're right. She was there the first night, and she goes up first, and she does pretty well.
She does 7 minutes.
Does well. So Dino comes up while she's on stage. He's like, let's try something else, man. She's great. She's excellent, right? Ignoring Colm. She's just literally ranting and raving about Natalie the first night, and Colm's inside murdering. You're like, fucking, like, yeah.
he's like, let's go in the back, so because this guy's crushing so loud, I want to compliment the other guy.
So Colm does great that night. We all go home. Racine comes in the next night, and I don't know what was going on with Racine this night.
He took it to the face, right?
The crowd, I'll say the crowd sucked this night.
Okay,
the crowd fucking sucked this night. But fucking, dude, whatever happened, dude, even before the show started, he was like, oh, we're going to give Natalie more tonight. We're going to give more tonight. So then she does like 12 minutes. She does well. Racine, dude, whatever it is, he just has a fucking real rough one. I have a rough one that night.
Yeah.
The next night, they end up switching Natalie and Racine. And they're like, oh, yeah, she's going to go second.
God, he really gets involved, the owner.
Wow. Oh, yeah, dude. They're going to split the time evenly now.
Insane, dude. it's fucking insane what's going on.
It was so disrespectful to Racine. It was hilarious.
What the fuck is going
on? But the best part of all, okay, Racine, it's not because you did good. So this is a reflection on how poorly Racine did. Because she comes in the next night, and they also flip Natalie and Colm.
I show up, right, and the show's about to start. And I was like, where the fuck is Natalie? And they're like, oh, you're going up first. I was like, I'm going up first. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, how long am I doing? They're like, oh, we're cutting you down to 10 or something. And I was like,
no,
what?
15.
First night I show up, they're like, how long do you want to do? Do you want to, like, yeah. 10? He goes, 10, 15? I go, 25? He goes, 20. I was like, all right, we're negotiating the stage time. Yeah. And then the next night, it was like, you're doing 15, Natalie's doing 20. I was like, wait, what the fuck is going on? He's like, we wanted to stretch our legs.
Yeah.
So then...
I had done that earlier today.
Nice. Yeah,
hell
and
yeah.
Then...
Hell yeah, Joe. Hold on, hell yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I was angry about that. So then, but Natalie shows up and she doesn't even know. She's thinking she's going to do 10 minutes. They're like, you're doing 20. And she's like, probably never even done 20 in her life, right? Yeah. She's 3 years in. So she's like just scrambling for ideas, reading tweets. Yeah. And so I go up and I bring out some of my older material.
Yeah, Colm's like, Colm does his front to back.
I said to Natalie, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm going to do everything I can to ruin you.
Oh, I said right to her face.
I go, it's nothing personal.
And I cheered him on. I said, that would be the funniest outcome
I'm going to fucking bury you now. And I just did the hackiest, best stuff I could do. And then she went up and it was a car crash.
No, she did fine.
She came off herself. I was like, she was shaking. She was like, that was tough. And I was like, that wasn't your fault.
Yeah, that was all. That was all me.
That was Dino, who just surprised, doubled the length of her fucking set in the last minute.
Yeah.
If you show up and they just double the amount of time you're supposed to do, that's crazy.
So
that's crazy.
The best part of all of this, the best part of all of it is the club likes Colm. They like him. They're like, I like you, dude. You're fucking great.
It's not mutual.
I'd love to give you some more weekends. And he takes out his book and he starts looking through his dates. He's like, I'd love to give you this weekend, you know. And like I said, they're shittier feature weekends. They're definitely shittier feature weekends. Dude, $100 a show for a feature is just not terrible. You do $50 a show. When I would feature for fucking $25 a show sometimes. It was crazy. So I know it's not ideal, but it's not terrible. And like I said, this is the type of thing where you come in a couple times and feature, and then you're headlining.
For the future type situation.
Yeah, you're investing in the time. So Colm...
I don't believe in that.
He doesn't.
I don't believe
Colm him. Colm does not believe in this. He's giving him dates. Can I say the name?
You can say the name if you want.
You're such a cunt. I love you.
No, Colm's it's not a
bad person.
It's not personal in any way.
He goes, he's like, oh yeah, we'll give you this week and you're featuring for Mike Feeney. And Colm goes, what?
What? I'm a fucking opening for that cunt.
Mike Feeney. Yeah. Oh.
Now I have to bury Mike Feeney as well.
That's what I said to him.
He said that. He said that.
I said, dude, no. I was like, that's a bad weekend, dude. I go, you don't want that. And he was like, but then what did he say? He goes, you're the one who was free this weekend. And I was
No. He goes like this. He goes, oh, yeah. He's like, I'll bury Mike Feeney. He's like, he won't be able to follow me. And then he was like, oh, I guess the audience had a different reaction this weekend. This is the owner said to him. Because at this point, he's losing the owner. Before my very eyes, I'm going, Colm, just tap it in. You did well this weekend. Just do the fucking, or don't do the spots.
So now Uncle Vinny is retroactively thinking that you did bad.
His name is Dino, by the way.
His name is Dino. Uncle Vinny's his father. And now Colm has two weekends, but nobody likes him. He doesn't want him. He doesn't want him there. It's crazy.
No, I didn't. He was like, come back for a weekend. I was like, all right, what? And then he was like, I thought he was going to say you could come back and headline one night or something like that. And then he was like, come back and feature. I was like, well, what am I going to do better than I already did this weekend?
Why don't you just communicate with people, you psycho?
No, it's crazy. I'll go fucking headline fucking Jenks Comedy Club and get $300 for the night.
Is this chip on your shoulder going to get you long term?
What the fuck? What are you guys?
This is an intervention column.
No way. Dude, the guy doesn't have a liquor license. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't give a fuck about
it. BYOB. It's great for the fans. They get to bring a bottle of liquor.
I could not give a flying fuck about Uncle fucking Vinny Point Pleasant. Dude, who the fuck? What am I going to be? Rich fucking Voss play there 5 times a fucking year? Fuck that club. Fuck that old cunt. Fuck all these gatekeepers. I'll rent my own fucking room and I'll sell the fucking thing out. I'm not fucking dancing for these cunts. Dirty New Jersey guinea. Is that gonna fucking tell me what to do?
Well, he didn't even watch my
set. He was making mozzarella sticks. He didn't even watch my set. He was making mozzarella sticks during my fucking set. I'm 31 years old. I'm not. It's 5 hours commute for $60. Fuck that.
Hey, man.
Fuck that. I'll drive a truck and I'll fucking say slurs to my friends. That's real living.
That's real living.
That's life.
Can I say something?
What?
Because you're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the guy. I do it myself. Like, I mean,
he's great for your pod, because anyone who's not watching the stream literally thinks that you managed to get Conor McGregor on your pod.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, that was Conor-esque.
That was similar.
There is a happy medium to what you're saying. I am a guy who does it by, like, I do not kiss anybody's fucking ass in this business. I'm not playing that fucking game. I don't play with the gatekeepers. I've created a lot of shit for myself. I'm just saying. I don't care. It doesn't really. I have a great relationship with Dino. He's cool. It may be, at the very least, you would bite your tongue because it would reflect poorly on the headliner that brought you.
I'm sorry.
I don't care. You don't have to say sorry to me.
All right.
I'm just saying that there's a, there is like a, you know, there's a little bit of a, you know, what's the word?
Decorum?
Decorum.
Etiquette?
You're right.
Etiquette.
You're right.
There's a little etiquette in the game, and that's fine. It's okay. Like I said, I'm not affected by it at all. But you walk out, and he goes, what the fuck's up with this kid's fucking cockiness? Because from his perspective, and this is the reality, he's never heard of you. He doesn't know who you are. Maybe he should. Maybe he should have his finger on the pulse, blah, 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 blah.
Heard of me? Who's he heard of from the last 10 years, really? Genuinely, talk to this guy.
Stuttering John.
Louis J. Gomez, that's who he's heard of. He's heard of me. And I mean, look, the reality is, like, you're also, so you know, you are a, you're really, you say fucked up shit. You say really fucked up shit.
I'm a nobody.
No, but not only are you a nobody, but you say really fucked up shit. So you need to consider the fact that, like, you there's stages that, like, you're not going to be able to work on just because of who you are, who you associate with, the type of podcast you do, the type of stand-up comedy you do, the fact that you associate with Gas Digital and all these people. There, it creates sort of a, so he's on our side. Dino's on our, we're all, if this is the reality is there's a game we're fucking playing here. Maybe you don't want to work his club, but he's still on our side. Maybe yeah, it's
you,
not
you
your.
You need to befriend as many ignorant white guys as possible.
Exactly. That's the reality.
This is your market.
It's 100% true. I'm just saying, like, you know, it was just to watch it all unfold the way it did. I was like, wow. Calm just doesn't. I mean, it was very real ass.
No, I don't.
It was look, the Irish. Look, that's the Irish fury there.
Real ass dude of the week, right
no,
now.
Fuck. No, I'm.
He's a
listen.
Real ass dude.
All right. Can we just?
He's got bad attitude. On my bill, he's ready. He's a real ass dude.
No. Yes.
Also, I think. Also, just so you know, it wasn't. There was nothing personal there about Mike Feeney. I think Mike Feeney's great. I just also don't think that I should be opening for Mike Feeney.
I agree.
Hey, well, can that's I just all. Say I,
that in, was nothing personal?
In defense
I
of that,
funny.
If Uncle Vinny booked me and then said, "We're getting Colin Terrell to open for you," I mean, I wouldn't say no, but I'd be like, "Fuck, man! Now I'm gonna have to, you know, like I'm gonna be under pressure getting up."
No, I know.
Believe you know, it's tough.
I chose to bring him on the fucking road. Yeah. He kills. He murders, and he does the same type of comedy that my audience loves. You know, but. You know, for me, I want to fucking follow people that are really good. It makes me have to be better. Like, you know, when there's a local feature, you fuck kind of like, you know, you get half-assed. You don't really have to, you know, when Colin goes up or Zach goes up, these guys fucking lay it down. Everyone's excited to see them. I'm going like, well, now
yeah,
I have to
fucking they're trying to steal the show, which is what you should be doing,
yeah,
really.
Agreed.
But Lewis, you're right. You did say... I should have behaved better for you because I did reflect bad on you.
Doesn't matter though.
Now you're right though, but you're right about
that. Even for you,
and
even for
I've acknowledged
you,
my
because let's just say, look, you say fuck that place. I don't want to work there, right? Like, not because you know. I don't think it's because you actually had a problem with them or the way they do things.
No,
you could easily because you've met them already. You could have said to him, "What I would have done is." I would have said, you know, I'm not really interested in featuring. I feature for a couple of my buddies because it creates opportunities. I'd love to come back and headline show you. I could do for an hour one night. And then he goes, cool. Or he goes, not yet, but hit me up in a year. Let me know if you got a couple more credits. And now you have a relationship where you get a door deal and you make $3,000 in the night. I'm just saying, like, what's the point of saying,
that's what
fuck
I
you,
done.
Go make some mozzarella sticks, this, that, the other, blah, 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 blah. It's just a dude who's on our side who does like our type of comedy.
It's a little bit of politics.
And he did like you, and he did watch you. Well, he didn't just like, we're fucking around here. Nah, he did really like you. He did watch you.
Dude, it's It's tough.
How were the mozzarella sticks? Were they good?
They're not bad, to be honest. I know because he spent exactly 15 minutes in there making them during my set.
You were watching him the whole time. It's amazing that you killed while paying attention to where Dino was.
The best
was.
Is Dino's off in your weekends, and he has got like fucking marinara sauce on it. He's wearing a chef costume. He has a big hat and stuff.
Great, he'd have marinara sauce on his chest either way.
It's such a funny moment.
It was a funny moment.
So you're saying they're not going to start selling Irish Lives Matter shirts?
You know what? I'll go do the feature work and I'll
probably not now.
He doesn't have internet. There's no way this is getting back to any of his, unless his kids are listening to this. There's no way.
So did the bookings go in the book or not?
Yeah, they went in the book. Oh, they did and go then
in the book.
He turned into a cunt and then he left and Dino was like I literally saw him thinking about writing out the bookings and he just couldn't because it was already done.
But if he's a typical Italian from Jersey, he probably was just like, that felt like home. Yeah. You know, it was just like,
oh, this guy fucking real, yeah, got my goat.
He got his backup, this guy. You know?
Yeah.
You got your backup.
I know, but it's just, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm self-sabotaging, but also I just like, you know, getting the New Jersey transit is a pain in the cunt. It's like I don't feel enough from comedy to really justify that. Yeah. I like comedy. I don't need to, you know, make it worse. You know what I mean?
I understand.
I've played like casino stuff over the years. And I'm just like, this sucks.
I've done the worst fucking gigs you can name. And Dez, I mean, come on. Dez is like a fucking 45-year veteran.
Dez hasn't done a bad gig in fucking 30 years.
I've done fucking bad gigs, man.
When was the last time you did a bad gig?
I definitely had a fucking tough one during the pandemic that was like, you know, a shitty outdoor one. You know, I haven't done the patio at the Stand, but I've done some shitty gigs.
I'll fucking put in a word for you.
Honestly, I definitely in the last couple of years did a bad gig. You know, I've definitely been up there being like, why the fuck am I
really
here? Yeah.
Damn it. Probably some
come on, I'm doing
stuff.
It since 1997.
I know. Yeah.
Colin thinks he's getting booked on.
Like, you're the only you're the only comedian that suffered.
No, but you've just been around a long time. You've been selling theaters forever.
Yeah, no, but I mean, listen, it's part of the job. You know, like part of the commitment is to just keep doing the stuff because you just never know. I appreciate the potential for a breakout moment in Uncle Vinny's is low, but
there's the Irish in.
But you have to, you know, you have to kind of like not burn your bridge. That was my dad's. Like my dad didn't have a lot of advice, you know, but one of his big things is never burn your bridges. That was his thing.
No, my dad was said, tell him to fuck off.
Tell him to fuck off.
That was my dad. Tell him to fuck off. He goes, don't. He goes, yeah.
He said to you as he fucking pushed you away from the house.
Move over there.
Fuck off. Pass it on. And he kicked you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, whatever, dude. I'm not saying you got to play any political game. It was just watching it unfold was just wild. Like, it was just a crazy thing. Like, I was like, wow, this is fucking... Yeah. I thought I would live.
Yeah, I saw the look at you, and you could have just. I thought you were going to say something, and you went. You kind of just looked away.
You?
Yeah. You were sitting there beside me.
Because in my mind, I'm going, like, oh, that's just not how I would handle that. I'm terrible at business. I guess I'm good at business, but I'm terrible at the ass kissy game that it takes to be the game you have to play in comedy. But you know what it is? I don't have like a contentious thing when I meet somebody like Dino. Or like, you know, Governors, James, those guys that like run those places, I almost have like in my mind, I look at them as being on our side. I know that there's like a weird thing between like, you know, us versus them with owners and bookers versus them. It's like, but there is also another divide where there are the owners and the bookers that are on our side and the ones that are fucking,
plus they appreciate the old school club culture, which is basically... You know, it's a trade-off, right? Because these guys still think that they're bringing people to the club. A lot of the clubs have shifted to very much personality-based.
I'll say, Uncle Vinny's did. I am entertaining his crowd. It was five dirtbags with beards and dirty t-shirts and then all old Italian people.
Yeah, so they still have this thing where they feel like they're cultivating you and they're getting a crowd for you. Most of the clubs have changed. But James and Governors and this guy still feel like people are coming to see comedy no matter who's on.
But I think
it used to be a lot more like that back in the day.
That used to be every road club, and now it's changed a lot. But I will say, with certain clubs, that's the case. I can't draw for shit in Miami. So if I go to the Miami Improv, it's going to be their crowd. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is. Anytime I've done like independent shit in Miami, I draw 25 people in the crowd. That's that. So... You know, look, sometimes that's the case. Uncle Vinny's, it is his crowd. Like, he's, you know, at one point, I won't, my weekends will be too busy and my rate will be too high where I won't be able to say yes. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to be like, fuck you. Like, I appreciate the fact that when I was at a certain point in my career, they were working me, and they were doing this for years now at this point. A lot of these guys, I know fucking everyone hates comics in Connecticut. People shit on that club as well. Those guys fucking headlined me years ago before I had a credit, before I had anything, before I had any fans.
What, Comics Roadhouse?
Yeah.
The one in the Mohegan Sun?
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Those guys, you know, people hate on them. What do you want me to say? I'm a loyal motherfucker. So if somebody takes care of me, and I just remember that, and yeah, I understand that, like...
Well, plus the hotel's awesome, and fucking hanging out in a casino, it's like not the worst thing.
Dude, you spend your entire paycheck in a day. It's fucking great, dude.
Well, I'm loyal, too. I'm very loyal.
I know.
And had he just said, hey, look, come back, headline of Wednesday or some shit, I would probably for the rest of my life been like, Uncle Dino's is the greatest fucking club in the country. And I'll
But it's never... like a respecting, right? You were like, you felt a little disrespected.
But it's like, what else can I do? You want me to go back, do the exact same set, word for word, for another year? I'll be doing comedy long after that club is gone. I don't care.
Devil's advocate?
What?
People kill, dude. People like we pat ourselves on the back a lot for being able to kill.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's great that we can kill. It's great that we can do well on stage. We are professional comedians. We're supposed to be able to kill on stage. I think it's because there's so much shit, we go like, oh, I'm better than fucking five guys on this show. But the reality is, no, anybody who's headlining should be able to kill. Anybody who's featuring should be able to kill. So from his perspective, you're a guy who's like, oh, this guy is good. He's featuring.
This guy's good. Let's bump his time. This guy's so good. Let's give him less time.
I can understand. Though,
this guy's so good. We're gonna make him do less time.
I realize now. I get it. His back was up from what happened earlier. That's the problem.
I get it as well. I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have bumped your time at all. It's also one show. No time needed to be bumped. It was literally the show could have extended.
All done, yeah.
And to be honest with you, they did extend your time. Like, he went, and then I said to the host, I was like, no, give him his 20. And the host gave you your 20. So it didn't matter, right? So the end result, it didn't really matter. Your ego was a little bit, you were like, yeah, like, fuck you, dude. My ego's a little bit bruised. But the reality was, he was just kissing up to this fucking cute chick who he was like, who booked, two or three featured dates, who's ecstatic to come and feature.
Of course.
She's like, oh my God, thank you so much to come and feature. And so, but who loses there? You burn a bridge.
Yeah.
She gets one more credit, now she's fucking headlining, and she's just passed you in the eyes of some fucking booker and some club guy, and you've been doing comedy three times as long, and you're a substantially more skilled comedian than her.
Yeah. These are all crazy. I agree with all of this stuff.
This is a life. This
no,
is,
but,
this is
but
a,
no.
This listen. Is one of those moments.
You know what, guys?
A learning
Where's
moment.
No, I'm gonna listen. If you live in New Jersey, I'm gonna rent a room outside. I'm gonna rent the car park.
He's going again. He
of
just
Uncle Dino's. Uncle Dino's or Uncle Vinny's. You're fucked. I'm headlining across the street, my own room.
He's like,
everyone come out. Let's do it. Let's pack it out.
I'm calling you out, Uncle Dino. Calling you out.
You ain't nothing but shite in the bucket. You're shite in the bucket, Uncle Dino. You're phlegm on me mother's shoe.
This is like you just like put a fatwa on Uncle Vinny's.
No, I like the guy. I like the guy.
I love the racist live chat. They're like, it's because Lewis brought his dumb fucking girlfriend. hate women.
But this is what happened.
So much.
Is. This is what happened.
And you guys didn't see me type that whole time.
You bring a clam along, they fucking stink out the show.
Listen, man, life is like fucking road rage. At that moment, you really feel like it's a good idea to engage, but all you do is fucking keep moving, and that incident completely disappears from your life.
It's so funny. It's just very, it's very funny to watch happen. We'll move on, because we do have some news stories to talk about as well.
It's fascinating.
We'll just check in a year and see if I'm still just doing this podcast with no shows.
I'll be headlining long after Uncle Dino's is around. Colin's fucking washing dishes at Uncle Dino's.
Or he's fucking headlining with the Angry Irishman tour all over America.
Yeah.
Across the street from every major comedy club in this country, you can find Colin Terrills. Burning Bridges Tour.
Vinny Brand is next. I love them.
Fuck.
Well, listen.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. You guys know Yo Kratom. Shannon knows Yo Kratom. She's always zonked out on it. I watch Shannon just fucking slurping it all day long. Shannon, it's weird. Anyway, they also make a great Delta 8 brand. Zach, you are constantly bragging to me about how high you are. You're like a fucking middle schooler. You're like, dude, I got so fucking high off my Yo Delta.
Legitimately, a fan messaged me the other day and asked what the best brand of Delta 8 was.
Yeah.
And if we were bullshitting in the ad, and I said no, and I put my reputation on it that fucking Yo Delta really, really works.
It really does. And I'll tell you right now, I was lying for months. I was telling you
guys about it. You never tried it.
I never tried it. I was like, and then I was at a pinch one day and I needed to. And now I am truly a fucking believer. I smoke the vapes. I've even fucked with the gummies. You take the gummies?
I anticipated the gummies being weak because past Delta 8 ones have, and I took three and had a panic attack in your car.
Dude, I got so fucking high off the vape. And I smoked it fresh in the morning, so it was like a wake and bake. I think that's when you have to know how potent it's going to be, is you have to do a little bit of a wake and bake sesh, and I got super, super stoned. So I really do sign off on this. I'm not bullshitting you guys. Go try it out for yourself. It's cheaper than weed. It's legal in almost every state. It ships right to your door. And if you guys use the promo code GAS at yodelta.com, we're going to give you 25% off your entire order. So once again, that's yodelta.com. Use the promo code GAS, G-A-S. Save 25% and get super stoned. Okay, where were we? Everyone's very upset that I bought my girlfriend a car. Everyone saw it.
Did you buy her a car?
I did. I bought her.
I thought that was a joke.
Dude, once in a while.
You bought your new girlfriend a car.
We've been dating a month. It was a 1 month anniversary gift.
Dude.
It's a nice car.
But do you have that level of like zaddy energy?
What?
You just bought some chick a car?
What? Well, look.
It's a practicality, right?
Uncle Dino co-signed.
Did he?
He's like, as long as that column kid doesn't get a ride in this car.
He goes, I get her every other weekend.
No, I didn't really fucking buy her a car. I guess the dealership, which is weird. The dealership puts a giant bow on the car when you buy it. Like it's a gift. It's fucking bizarre. So she posted the picture of it. And everyone was like, Lewis, you fucking herb bitch faggot. You bought your fucking girl. You fucking loot. Dude, they're so angry. They're so mad at me at the idea of me buying my girl a car.
What actually happened?
She bought herself a car.
With the money that I gave her.
I said, you can do whatever you want with this bag of money. It was two bags of money with money signs on them.
Where does she live that she
One of them said, Zach, road gigs.
There it is. Good for her.
Oh, wow. Where does she live that she's going to deal with this car parking situation?
She lives in Jersey.
Oh.
Yeah, Jersey.
But she's not living with you yet, right?
No.
But she needs a car to get her all these feature weekends. She's fucking just booked.
Zach, you know, you guys are fucking bitter assholes.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to say here? She's fucking perfect. She's a goddamn angel. You know,
she's worth a Toyota Corolla. That's for sure. She's worth a used Toyota Corolla level of vagina, right?
She can fucking suck the chrome off a Bentley, this girl. I'm telling you, dude. You haven't lived. You haven't got dome like this. I'm telling you, dude.
She bought it off an Uber driver.
I didn't buy my chick a car, but you know, that'd be nice.
It would be.
That'd be nice to fucking be that rich.
A month in? That's crazy.
That's an expensive car. To just buy it for like a chick, like I don't give a fuck if that's a Toyota Corolla. That's like a $20,000 car. That's crazy. That's crazy. It's a gift for some chick.
That's like a 4 year.
That's wild.
No, unless you have the fuck you money in your life where it's just irrelevant.
Well, I mean, because it's so funny. Like you'd have to have, even to just buy that type of car, you'd have to have like kind of fuck you money, but it's not even that impressive because you'd buy your chick a Toyota Corolla and your buddies would be like, oh, nice fucking Toyota Corolla, you dickhead. You'd be like, I'm a multimillionaire. And it was $20,000. That's huge. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't gift someone a Toyota.
That's a crazy gift. No, it's not impressive. No.
Unfortunately.
But good for
her. It should be, though.
Good for her.
Because if it was a 20,000 fucking necklace or something like that, everyone's like, wow.
It'd be wild.
Yeah.
Or like a ring.
Fucking no! Don't bring that up.
What?
A ring?
What? Why not?
Yeah, once you mention a ring, they hear a ring, they want a ring.
Every time she hears a phone ring, she's like, "What? Did you ask me to marry?"
Down, how bitch. Old is she?
I don't even know. I don't pay attention when she talks.
Old enough?
I don't even know. I was afraid to ask.
My only problem is all of her tattoos. I can't pretend she's under 18.
You can pretend it's a doodle. She drew it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only problem that I can find so far.
You know the way you can get those like fake sleeve tattoos? You need like one of them, but it's like just skin color.
Yeah, skin colored. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's 26.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to probably probably settle down, get married, have a couple babies with her. It's not even a big deal. A
couple of zaddies here, huh? You're a zaddy, you're a zaddy.
You're a zaddy? What's a zaddy?
I'm a fatty.
A zaddy?
A
fatty. It's what's like, a you know, like, it became a thing, like the yeah. girls, like the older dudes, and they're like, hey, zaddy, you know.
This is like the way like, they say daddy.
But also, yeah, but also it's like older guys that still are kind of hot to like a larger look section of.
Hell yeah, there we go.
Oh, here
a
we go.
Zaddy, a sexually attractive man.
Fashionable or charismatic.
I'm a zaddy. Fuck yeah, doggy. A
couple of zaddies.
Shannon, are we zaddy?
And your girls are
girls in
saddies.
The booth. Girls in the booth. Are me and Des Bishop zaddies?
Yes, you guys are all zaddies.
Yeah. I was hoping for a little bit more excitement in that so, in that confirmation.
Fashionable yeah. and charismatic. All of you guys.
LaFrog Jack says, Natalie looks rough. She looked way better 1 year ago.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow. Truth bomb.
What? No, people go
truth
after
bomb.
You.
What are you going to do?
The legend of gainability.
Lewis, well, what do you, what do you, what
and
do
a year ago, she wasn't interested in Lewis.
Yeah, exactly. I had to get her at one point, you know.
Why
you get her at her fucking peak. You get you buy at the dip. It's like crypto.
Yeah. GME at 150.
Dude. She's like Cardano coin, okay? I got a bunch on the dip. It's going to be back. Don't you worry. No, she's beautiful. Stop it, you fucking cocksucker.
To the moon.
Don't you ever disrespect my girl. I will fucking ban you from the racist live chat. There we go. Hell yeah. All right. Let's do our plugs. Did we do plugs even? Do we even do plugs?
We started them.
Natalie, I'm so sorry that they just refer to you as Dyke Natalie in every, it's cross-platform now. Not even in the racist live chat. In my Twitch chat, and those are good people.
In my brain. Chat.
Can I have another coffee? Hot Shannon? Natalie.
Yes?
Let's do some plugs.
Yep.
Des Bishop, what do you got to plug?
Just my Instagram's at Des Bishop. I don't really... Don't have much. Oh, my podcast, Des Bishop Podcast, but I took August off.
I take August off.
I just, yeah, if just I'm, felt to like be, I've been playing a lot of golf.
Really?
Just, yeah, and I'm in the middle of a golf obsession, and I was just like, I just
what
can't
what a fucking zaddy answer. What a zaddy ass answer.
I could lie,
doggy.
I could lie, but I just, I can't, like, I just
I
was like,
I
don't feel
swing
like.
My hips around for a month.
I kept trying to organize, you know, like, times, and then people would be like, how about 11 o'clock? And I'm like, oh, I kind of want to.
Tee off of,
so,
a, of a 9
yeah,
o'clock
so tee I
off.
Just, yeah. I just said I'll take August off. It's fair enough. I mean, you guys are very committed. I'm somewhat committed, but I did get a little lazy.
Okay. All right. So, hey, what are you going to do? I like it. I like the attitude. I like the honesty.
Yeah, I'm happy with my life. So I'm just plug my Instagram. Come on my Instagram. Say hi.
How old's your girlfriend?
She's be 30 next week.
Hell yeah, dude. How old are you?
45.
Fuck.
How old are you?
I'm 39.
Wow, so that's a pretty similar, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's a slightly bigger gap.
Yeah.
So.
We've heard.
Well, you've never.
Down.
Oh.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Hey. Colin, what do you got to plug?
Check out my podcast, Colin Tyrrell's The Wizard of Pod, available everywhere that you get podcasts. I'm moving to a new studio today, and we're going to start having guests on for season 2.
Hell yeah.
So starting next week, we're going to have Dan Soder, so go check that out. Check out my YouTube channel, YouTube.com/Colin Tyrrell. I've also got a Patreon, Patreon.com/Colin Tyrrell.
Oh, I have a Patreon, Patreon.com/Des Bishop.
No, you missed your chance. No,
sorry.
No. Sorry, Des. No. go give Des some money. And if you want to see me live in New York, I post my dates all the time on my Twitter handle @ColumTyrrell. Thank you.
Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows on the network. Bye Guys with Ian Fiennes, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show and Catalyst Wrestling. And this weekend I'll be in Saratoga Springs with Lewis.
I'm very excited.
Nice.
About that. I've never been to Saratoga, so. Well, no, me I shouldn't say that. I have been. I had a friend, my friend Forrest's aunt owned a house in Saratoga Springs. So. I've been to Saratoga Springs twice when we would go and we would trash this kid's aunt's house. We'd take a ton of acid and we'd get fucking crazy and we'd just eat candy and drink beer and fucking... We really fucked up this house multiple times. Thank you, Harrington. I appreciate it. This Wednesday, tonight.
You're going to Saratoga Springs tonight?
No. Tonight we have The Depraved. The Depraved returns to Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The lineup is fucking bonkers, okay? I don't know. It might be sold out already. I hope it's not. If you're listening live, you can get tickets still. Rich Voss, Joe List, Karen Feehan. It's going to be Paul Verzi, Dalton Pruitt, Tim Butterly.
Nice.
Lineup is out of control. It's going to be so much fun. The Depraved is the dirtiest comedy show in the land.
Wow.
Everyone starts off with their most fucked up joke, and they have to dig themselves out of a hole, essentially, because it's got to be fucked up. All right, so trust me. Everyone starts with a fucked up joke. And you guys, the problem is you guys are savages, so nobody even starts in a hole. Everyone just starts off with an applause break now. They've ruined the fucking... You ruined the concept. You're such bad people. It's fucking crazy. Also, Monday night, next Monday, we'll be at Soul Joel's Comedy Club for a special live taping of the Legion of Skanks, August 9th, Monday night. And it says 8 p.m. It's going to be 9 p.m. Special guest Aaron Berg joining us.
Nice.
And Zach Amico. Zach, you want to come?
Yeah, sure.
Zach Amico will be there as well. Fuck yeah! BJ Ryan's on the 26th of August with Zach Amico. Then I might be going to England if I get my vaccine. I haven't decided.
What, you're doing something with this guy, Michael Bisping?
Yes, Michael Bisping. I do a podcast with him, my co-host's podcast, and he's doing like a one-man show that I'd be opening for. And it's a very lucrative gig.
But so he has a following in the UK?
Matt was first British UFC champion ever.
Oh, forgive my ignorance.
3,000 person theaters.
Wow. All
over the UK. They're playing the Olympia.
You're doing Dublin, the Olympia?
Sold out already.
Sold out, yeah.
When?
In October.
Oh, but it's 50-50 on
whether they're going to allow it.
Yeah. Right?
I have no idea.
It's I'd be back in Ireland. I'm waiting for that too.
I don't know anything.
They told Dez, they go, it's 50-50.
So yeah, guys, go to lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all those things. If you guys love the show, subscribe to the premium service for Gas Digital Network. The premium service gets you instant access to the entire on-demand library. You unlock the archives for all of the shows. There's nearly 20,000 hours of on-demand content that you can't find anywhere else on the internet. It's all available in one place, ad-free and uncensored. Start from the beginning of the Real Ass Podcast or Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, any of the shows on the network. You get ad-free, uncensored. You get access to the Racist Live Chat as well. So you guys can post pictures of all of my ex-girlfriends naked, which is always nice. That's all it is. If you guys want to see all my ex-girlfriends naked, there's in the Racist Live Chat. That's where it's at.
Really?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, not all of them. Not Beatrice. She's not naked anywhere on the internet.
That black chick you were dating for a while?
She's not naked, but I can show you. I'm kidding. I would never show you.
She was smoking.
She's hot, yeah. Mm.
No, she Tom
loved her.
I loved her. I saw her and I was like, look at that fucking hot bitch. And the next thing you know, Lewis was beside her. I was like, ugh.
Don't mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, good episode.
Thank you.
That's it?
No.
We got a little time left here. We have some more. I mean, what is going on? I don't want to talk about this vaccination shit.
Do you know?
I don't.
Vaccination.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it, but it's crazy. What's going on in New York right now? So New York's shutting down all indoor activity to anybody without a vaccination.
Mm-hmm. All indoor activity?
Right. Well,
you're not
gyms and restaurants, I thought.
Gyms, restaurants, live entertainment venues.
What else is there that's indoors? Office space, I guess.
I mean, you could work still, I guess. Shannon,
it's crazy. Vaccine or a test, though, right? Or is it just vaccination?
I think it's just vaccination. I heard just vaccination.
It's just vaccination. They won't accept negative tests. And yet, it's indoor restaurants, gyms, and some indoor performance venues.
That's crazy.
So outdoor seating is just...
And some indoor performance venues. So does that mean comedy clubs could skate by?
I don't know.
Hell yeah.
They're also trying to pass something called a green pass, where with proof of vaccination, then you're able to enter museums and all this.
They already have the green pass in the courts, apparently. Because my buddy's a court officer, and he was telling me that they were brought in for a meeting and said that you have to ask people for their green pass, not their green card, because that could be perceived as... culturally inappropriate to see if somebody has a green card.
Yeah, let's not bring that in.
Yeah, I'm not. Here's the thing. I'm not like an anti-vaxxer where I'm saying like, oh my god, don't get vaccinated. I'm anti somebody making me do something.
Absolutely.
So people are like, oh, dude, but you'll fucking eat a cheeseburger or do cocaine. It's like if somebody was like forcing me to do a pile of blow. I'd be like, no. I won't do that pile of blow.
No.
Did you get vaccinated?
No, I haven't been.
Oh, you haven't.
I haven't been vaccinated, but I've had COVID. I had the antibodies. I have a friend who's a doctor who came on my show who very clearly expressed it to me. He was like, look, you have, if you, once you've had it, you've had the antibodies, you have immunity to this. Even if you were to get it again, because you can, I guess, technically get it again, it would be such a mild case that it's just, it's a natural vaccination. It's a natural immunity. So that's really, I'm just going like, but I also don't feel like the vaccine is some fake thing that they're injecting you with some poison. I'm like, oh, it's a vaccine. I think it does save lives, you know? So I feel like I'm almost cutting off my nose to spite my face by not getting it. But it's like, I don't want to be forced. No. Is that a crazy way to think of things?
I think that's the most logical. Which, like,
there's a lot of people that are thinking of it that way.
I've been vaccinated, but I don't think anyone should be forced to do it either.
I know, yeah. It's just that it's the balance. But the forcing comes from a situation where it's become so divided that there's a very large percentage of the population that's not getting it, which then nullifies its effectiveness. So you end up in a very strange conundrum.
Sorry, somebody just posted a Kim Congdon, Sarah Weinshank fake nude in the chat, and it's nice. So good that I thought it was real, and I stopped paying attention to everything. It was so good. Like, I've seen Kim naked. That's what it looks like.
That's an ex of yours?
Yes, dude. I mean, Zach, it's to the point where I was like, did they actually pose a fucking nude together? That's a very, very good deep fake. For a fucking...
Now that would be worth a Toyota Corolla.
For the display. I get them one of the ones that they use for driving school so they can both drive it at the same time. Zach Amico, I got to tell you right now, we got a brand new sponsor. I'm very, very excited about this because you and I, we're dirty dogs.
Yeah, we've been known to roll around in our own filth.
We're dirty dogs and sometimes we got to clean ourselves up and that's why you got to fucking check out... Fucking good soap. That's right. It's called fucking good soap, dude.
That's pretty awesome.
It's edgy. You don't want bad soap. You don't want some pussy ass bad soap. You want fucking good soap, okay? Fuckinggoodsoap.com is the website. They were started in 2018 in Portland, Oregon, with one purpose in mind: to make the best bar of soap in the universe and give everyone the middle finger while doing so. So it's not just a name, it's a promise. It's handcrafted in a small batch process, and most fucking good soap bars contain only 7 natural and organic ingredients and start at just $7 each. It's the fucking best soap you're ever going to use in your entire life. They have 15 incredible scents, including spearmint and peppermint, ginger and lime, cucumber and melon, and of course, the insanely popular Man Bar with this perfect combination of mahogany and musk. That's my personal favorite. That's how Shannon would have when I came in today. I went to go give her a hug hello because that's how I say hi to all my female employees. I hug them and I embrace them. She pulled me in tighter and smelled my neck. I heard her breathe in, okay? And I was like, what are you doing? She was like, you just smell so... Shannon, what was going on in your head right there?
Just smelled so good that I didn't believe it was coming from you.
Right.
So I had to make sure.
That was kind of hurtful. It really is just smells incredible. It's the best smelling soap I've ever had in my entire life. Support this business. They support us, which is the most important thing ever. You're going to be buying soap anyway. Why not buy better soap that's natural, smells better, organic, and it's got a cool fucking name. Fuckinggoodsoap.com. Use the promo code RAP. You're going to save 10% off your entire order. Once again, fuckinggoodsoap.com. For dirty mouths and clean bodies, fuckinggoodsoap.com. Use that promo code RAP to save 10%. Okay, where were we? All right, sorry guys, I got distracted. What were you saying?
No, I was just saying it's the great conundrum because now there's just such a huge amount of people that aren't getting vaccinated that it loses its effectiveness. Yeah. So you end up in a situation where they think that a mandate is the best way to get more people to do it.
It's crazy. It's a crazy thing.
It's the great complication of modern society.
Can't we just let them die? If that's really the case, can't we just let people die?
Don't want it. That's what I don't get. Fine. Why they're choosing?
I guess because you don't. There's certain people in society that can't get vaccinated, and they lose that protection of the herd immunity.
We're talking about like 8 people. Some fucking weird fucking dickhead that has some fucking autoimmune deficiency that they can die too. I gotta be honest with you. You know, in Nazi Germany, and this is gonna be a weird way to
Hitler went there fast.
Look, Hitler had his flaws, okay? I'll be the first to say that. But
the Autobahn.
Look, okay, they wouldn't have been.
Look.
All right, so go Nazi Germany.
You know what? I won't even say. Let's move on.
You're learning and growing.
What would Adolf do?
You're learning and growing.
What's the password for this pad? I don't know.
You can't say it, right?
What? It's going to be a special passcode that'll get anybody. It's a fucking foreign.
Should I just say it to you?
Well, is it the passcode to anything else in the world?
No, probably not.
Just do your thing.
What would it matter? Well, I just want to know why would it matter if anyone knew the password?
Yeah, they're not looking at that pad.
Then why'd you even have it?
It's Paco's pad, so it could be Paco's. It could be Paco's password of everything. Paco's password to pussy.
Wow.
Paco's password to pussy on a pad.
Paco's password to pussy on a pad. Paco's password to pussy on a pad. Paco. I lost it.
I love alliteration. Huh. We all know that about me. What is the password? You can just say it. Put it in the racist live chat.
She's going to bring it to you.
She's going to bring it to me?
Wow.
Shannon, write it across your tits and just fucking mash them together. How cool would that be? If Shannon would ever deliver a note even one time between her tits.
Yeah.
If she just did that.
Promotion.
I quit.
I see you too. I see you too.
There we go. Okay. Terms and conditions. I agree.
That's what's up, nigga.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
That's some password.
That. Every time you turn it on, it goes like that. Yeah. It's almost like the Windows, whatever.
So now you're going to need a vaccination. So I'm not opening a comedy club in New York now. Is that what's happening? Because I was going to. We were looking. I don't know if I can do this.
Were you actually going to do that?
Yeah. I mean, we looked at a bunch of places. I don't, in good conscience, I don't think I can make that decision. It seems like such a volatile. I thought we were in the clear. I really did.
Well, yeah, I guess the mandate will probably stay forever then, will it? It's not like they'll just...
They don't roll these things back. That's the problem. And it's like... But here's the thing. If it could fuck up New York's economy enough that they... And there could be enough pushback against it that maybe they decide not to do it. Because that's... It's pretty fucking crazy. You're taking a very large percentage of the population and you're saying because they just... Whatever. They even... Let's say... Just on like a very human level, right? Because I know people and I won't name names because... Even liberals are terrified to say they don't have the vaccine. They're like, oh, I'll be called a Nazi. Like, they're all lying.
You know, coincidentally enough, they were the original anti-vaxxers, the very liberal yoga people.
Yep. Mm. And they are lying about it. I know so many people who, like, they're like, I don't really feel comfortable about it. Like, women, especially women, women, I don't really know shit because I don't listen when bitches talk. But apparently women have a whole history with, like, vaccines and putting shit in their body and vaccines that didn't work, birth control things and the HPV vaccine. There was, like, issues. And,
yeah, there wasn't with the HPV vaccine. That was also anti-vaccine propaganda, but whatever, continue.
Well, whatever it is, women question it more than fucking men. Men don't really give a shit, but women are like, it's my body.
Have a finite amount of ovaries, so this feels like there's more to risk.
Right. So, but the conversation they have is they won't even talk about it behind closed doors. Like, it's like, yeah, like, because I don't want to be perceived as a fucking Trump-touting Nazi. But there's a lot more people than you think that aren't vaccinated. There's a lot more people that are lying about it that aren't vaccinated. There's a lot more comedians, a lot more people that are, because rightfully so, they're questioning putting something foreign into their body that they don't really know what it is. And I fucking get that. I didn't have a fear of coronavirus when it was like, they were saying it was going to destroy society. I was like, all right, well, what are you going to do? I was out there. I was flying. I was fucking. I was spreading the disease.
Mm-hmm.
I was a big part of the problem, they say.
Nice.
I mean, I still, why would I have a fear of it now? At this point, why do I have a fear of it?
Well, you personally shouldn't have a fear of it. You're not really in the high-risk category.
No, I know.
Especially now that you've had it.
Yes.
Zach, how do you feel?
I got vaccinated.
Nice.
He's fine. And I wasn't, Zach, did I say don't get vaccinated?
No, you said go get vaccinated, you fat piece of shit.
Like, Jesus Christ, Zach, I need you.
You're first in line.
I need you, Zach. The show will not be funny without you. Please get vaccinated.
Fucking like me and H. Foley, we're first in line holding hands eating lollipops.
Nice. Doug, I recommended my aunt to get vaccinated. She's an old bitch.
Mm.
My sister, she's a tub. She's a tubby girl. She knows she is. I'm sorry, Jenny, you heard what I said. Get back on the Gomez Watch the Seinfeld podcast and maybe you'll get back in shape.
I bet you there's a lot of people that got vaccinated that lying about it too when they're hanging out with the other crew.
That got vaccinated. Oh, yeah. Well, it's so funny because who said it? It was somebody.
Someone in Compound Media, they're just like, oh, no, I'd never get that shit.
No, somebody was like,
and they got called.
They're scratching their head mark.
They were embarrassed. They were like, yeah, I got vaccinated, but it was, you know, because I had to because of my job. I was like, relax, dude. I'm not like actually like, I don't care. It's about me. I don't care. It's about me and my fucking kid. That's all I care about. The fact that they might make my kid get vaccinated to go back to school, it sucks. I don't really.
But there's been vaccine mandates for children in the past anyway, for other, like for MMRs and different vaccines.
Yeah, I know.
It's one of the great. It used to not be complicated, but unfortunately, since Andrew Wakefield got fucking debunked and he created a little army of anti-vaxxers, it's grown and grown and grown.
Yeah.
And this is the perfect petri dish for the fucking conundrum we're in now.
Yeah.
My opinion.
It's just to me, the connotation of anti-vaxxer, I don't think about people now. I think about like the groups of people who have been historically anti-vax, and it's dumb ladies from LA and Hasidic Jews. And I don't want to be on that side.
That was the traditional.
You literally just described my ex-girlfriend in one.
I don't want to be in a car with them.
No. Yeah, look. I fucking...
I used to have a joke, and it was organic... Well, it was the end of a long joke, but organic food is the gateway drug to anti-vaccination. And that just seems so irrelevant now, right? Because it's just like the perception of anti-vax now has completely changed. But it literally used to be yoga moms.
Yeah, it was all bitches that thought it gave you fucking autism.
That's right. The MMR. It was... What's-her-face?
Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy. That was back... Yeah, now it's... Now, but see, the coronavirus...
There used to be
just
a website called the Jenny McCarthy Death Count, and it was how many kids died because their parents didn't get them basic vaccinations because they read Jenny McCarthy's book.
I mean, if you read Jenny McCarthy's book, the last page, a gun should come out and shoot you in the head.
It's a
when
pop
you turn
up
the page. Yes,
it's a,
bang!
It's actually it's a picture book. Yeah,
yeah. That is, yeah. Jenny McCarthy's borderline retarded. So, yeah. I mean, but look, I still question everything. Like me and my
I was just going to say that my friend thinks that it shouldn't be legal to have a mandate while it's still not fully approved by the FDA. So to have a mandate for an emergency use authorization is suspect. Is his opinion? My buddy that I was talking to yesterday.
Have the deaths not slowed down like dramatically?
Well, I'm not up on the numbers.
No one's died in weeks
since Trump disappeared and we didn't.
Nah, no one's died in like 3-4 weeks or something.
No, that's a lie.
I don't.
But New York, we're doing
right.
Okay with the death. New York, we're not having big deaths. Arkansas, Missouri,
if
Louisiana.
People aren't dying. I can't.
See?
Yeah, New York, we had a little uptick.
63, 70 averages.
63 a day?
668 on the third and 60.
7 day average.
Oh, 63 today so far. We're in the mid morning.
Yeah, wait until LA wakes up, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know at this point. I'm just fucking. That's what I'm trying to do right now is I'm looking at this as a game of cards. And this shitty card keeps on getting dealt on the table, and I just got to play the game and win. It's like we're all getting that shitty card. It's not unique to me. It's not unique to any of us. It's just very frustrating when you're trying to do things like open a comedy club, like plan a comedy festival. I mean, we want to be in New York next summer.
If Skankfest gets canceled,
Skankfest gets canceled, right?
Holy
like,
shit!
I'll tell you
why
right
don't
now.
You do it outdoors.
We're not refunding any money. I'm not doing it anymore. It's not because I don't want to. It's because it's such a pain in the ass. It's such a fucking pain in the ass to refund money and all the fees and all the no.
Most just bring your tickets for next year.
Most of it is outside, actually.
Oh, okay.
So we have a big outdoor stage all fenced in, but two of the stages are inside. But Texas is like, if it gets to Texas, you know it's bad. Texas is like, they're not
going to mandate
Florida.
Texas.
I mean, honestly, Skankfest just might move to Florida. Like, we might just be fucking straight up Skankfest, Florida, moving forward. Who knows? I might move to fucking Florida. If my dumb fucking son's mother would just fucking follow me anywhere I want to go, it would make my life so much easier. Do you have any kids?
No, somehow. 45, no kids. Maybe soon.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably have more kids soon.
Oh, really?
There's no way.
It's going to, oh, God, you got to
get this chick
all
wants
over.
Kids, and she's like, her dirty talk is, get me pregnant.
Oh, God.
It's crazy.
Be irresponsible.
And that's my, like, literally, that's what gets me going. So I'm like, yeah. So it's like, it's over.
Yeah, my fiance wants kids too.
Of course, they all do.
And I was very much a want kids guy for a long time, but I've gotten a bit older now. I'm not against having kids now, but I do like to point out scenarios that might put her off just a touch, like, just to give her a bit more poise about what it entails.
Like what? What's the example?
Kids being annoying,
and oh,
like babysitting my nephews and being like, this is every fucking day if we do this.
Wow, that's
like all the time. Now I know you're a father, so you've seen the other side, the positive side.
You got to bring her to like a children's hospital instead. Be like, look, show the worst case scenario.
Yeah, a little make a wish thing.
Yeah, be like, look at these sick children, or like go to like a children's school for the blind. She like spend a day with these little kids. They're bumping into each other.
Yeah, then she's going to be like, I want to adopt. I want to look after him.
She
wants to
make sure he's good first.
Yeah, yeah. No, she'll end up like wanting to like look after the like a tough case.
Just a little. No, you think she's going to like it?
She's going to want the little stump head fucking.
Yeah. Doggy, no way.
No way.
No way. A little blind kid. And it was one of the most heartbreaking moments of my life. I was about to go in to do the Punch Drunk Sports podcast in Los Angeles, and their studio was directly next door to a children's preschool for the blind.
Mm.
So it was a bunch of 3 and 4 year old kids
in recess.
The cutest little fucking kids, and they're all in a line with little tiny walking canes.
Oh.
And I was just like, "Ah!" It was awful. I mean, my kid was like 2, and I was like, it put me in the worst fucking mood. And then I had to go hang out with Sam Tripoli. So you can imagine.
You can't show up to that meeting with feelings.
Jesus Christ, dude. Could you imagine? He's like, those kids aren't even blind. That's like a...
it's a hoax.
Every day, a hoax. Every day Sam throws a basketball at their head and boom.
They get welfare.
Good acting, this kid. Dude, good acting. Sam, give me that dog. Give me that dog. That's a robot dog. Give me that.
Oh, they all have seeing eye puppies?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they all have seeing eye chihuahuas?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So cute. But, I mean, look, I will tell you right now, a little blind child is adorable. It's cute. It's cute, but it is like massively defective.
It's a lot of work. Yeah,
let's go to the park. And you're just like, don't leave the house.
Throw him in the backyard.
Yeah. We're at the beach now, baby.
And it's not like his other...
water in the face.
It's like, yeah, remember I brought you to Japan?
Oh!
Bung! Like, wow.
Now we're in the Old West.
Ah, oh, big chief, little.
Oh, man, one of those dry rolly things is going by. I wish I could describe it to you better. Made of sticks and dust.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, we're snowing. You just open the freezer. Or we're skiing. You open the freezer. Ooh, you feel that mountain breeze?
Wow.
Have you seen? I've seen blind skiing.
Blind skiing?
Yeah, it's a real thing. No, I'm telling you right now, they ski in tandem.
I don't believe it.
And they ask for volunteers for people to...
Are you like strapped into your back?
They strap together. You'll find that quickly. They strap them together. I've seen it.
Nice.
Just to bring a bit of lightheartedness to the suffering of blind people.
But the fact that they like that music makes me happy that they're blind. That like techno horse shit that you guys probably love. Like Ireland, that's like the shit.
That type of techno, no. But I'm not averse to
I know Ireland is music. Like that's what everyone's like listening to. Like you guys think it's cool. It's crazy.
But not this fucking like German Holland fucking. Oh, Lord, Major Hyphen! I'm not into that.
A long dance, dun dun. That's what that song is, I think.
He knows the song.
A long dance, dun dun. It's a French fucking song.
Oh, really? You know?
I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even Europe is so fucking weird.
Here we go.
The coach is based on foreign performances.
Oh, these people are blind.
That's blind.
Kelly Gallagher, number one, is in the start gate.
Dude, if she just crushes into a tree.
Are you sure that these people
blind
are blind?
Skiing. That's real skiing.
This is Olympic level skiing.
That's human skiing.
This is Olympic caliber skiing. These people are not blind.
Are they blind?
If they're,
yeah, it's women's visually impaired downhill.
No, they're not visually impaired.
How do they know when to turn?
Is there noises? Maybe.
Oh, she's the one in front is telling her when to turn. I guess.
Oh.
They have sonar like bats?
No, like a race car, you know?
Hard left, hard left. Yeah, so she's probably telling her when to turn. And she, yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah, she's looking back to make sure she's good.
Because skiing is so much fun. Do you know how fucking fast they're going? You have no idea how fast they're going. People watching this.
Neither does she.
Doggy, there's no... I bet.
Oh, yeah, so she's giving her instructions on when...
Wow.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I wasn't looking for competitor. I've seen people with, like, strapped to somebody's back.
Shannon, can you search?
It'd be so difficult to not fuck with this girl. Be like, keep going.
Yeah. You just have open doors to a van at the bottom. Right in there, hon.
You got to search blind ski crash, please. Please. Asshole. I'm begging you. Because that's what we want to see. Someone get wrapped around a fucking railing. Yeah. Oof. Imagine that. Skiing blind and you crash. Oh, that's like my worst nightmare, man.
This one says, Tyler Walker, horrific mono ski crash, Paralympics 2014.
Oh, fantastic.
Paralympics? So it was the regular Olympics before and then?
Oh, wow. Oh, this is not blind.
Oh, he's skiing with his dick? Oh, this guy's hard fucking core, dude.
It's a mono ski.
He has no legs?
Dude, he's like, I'm skiing with just my testicles.
Well, he is going to crash, so we'll watch.
Oh, dude.
Does he have hands?
I mean, ski crashes are tough to watch in any circumstance.
I almost feel like it would be way better. You have way less limbs to break.
Doctor, how is it? We you lost your legs. Good news is you're...
Oh! Oh, my God.
It's Slinky. It's Slinky.
Oh, my God, it fixed him. His legs are growing out of his legs are growing out of his body.
Oh, no, that was fucking horrific.
His legs just popped out.
That's tough. Oh, man. Oh, oh, shit.
I will watch Paralympic crashes.
Next year he's going down.
That's the new show. Yeah.
Next year he's going down on his chest.
Yeah, he's got his
chin. Shannon,
he just rolls his head down.
Do you have an update on his condition after that?
Still legless.
Hold on.
Oh, man. Shit. He's a bobsleigh now.
Wait. They're using him as a soccer ball.
Wow,
it's tough. He was sliding down on his face.
Turns out when you crash, legs are crucial.
In Ireland, we call that a hopper.
A hopper, yeah.
Well, okay. He took
it
a hopper.
Said he was in good spirits after his.
Maybe he was dead. He was a spirit. Hell yeah, Gomez! You fucking rolled that one, dude.
He couldn't remember the crash, but didn't break anything.
Wow. He has no memory of it, though.
Wow.
Can we see more?
Oh, no.
Where are my legs?
No, I need more Paralympic
accidents.
And whatever. I mean, if there's not a compilation of Paralympic accidents, it's so fucking funny.
How was the Paralympics? I came back more paralyzed.
Well, that was one of the fucking best fucking docs I've ever seen, Murderball.
Yeah, Murderball's an animal, yeah.
Dude, and they go, what are we going to break our necks and get paralyzed? They're just wrecking each other?
Yeah, Murderball's insane.
What's that about?
It's like basketball, wheelchair
it's,
basketball.
It's Paralympic rugby.
Rugby, is it? Yeah, yeah.
And it's on a basketball court, and they just have these like fucking Mad Max wheelchairs.
Oh, they fuck each other
up,
man.
And they like flip each other out, like they're nasty.
It's wild.
What
it's
was
fucking
the
wild.
Johnny Knoxville movie?
Yeah, that was Murderball.
No, Johnny Knoxville when he pretended to have Down syndrome or something.
Yeah, he pretended to be retarded.
Oh, The Ringer.
The Ringer, yeah. What a great movie.
I mean, like, I think there was like maybe a 1 month period of history where that movie could have been made. Where that was like, it was just they happened to fucking strike it while it's hot. Right
well,
there.
Well, he used all real special needs people in
before
it.
Before and after.
That's positive.
It only got
and
approved.
He's a little. He's a little special himself. He's inbred.
Who, Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah, they did a test. It turns out that is like his grandfather, his uncle, or something weird. I don't know what the fuck it is, but he's inbred, yeah. Johnny Knoxville.
I mean, that the whole premise of the movie is incredible.
The best is that the message is that retards are people. That's like the message at the end where they all come out of it and they go, wow, they actually are human. And it's like, that's the whole premise of the movie. And like
they use all real retarded people, right? Mentally handicapped people?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Well, which is just, I want to see the outtakes. It's just them fucking killing small pets and raping women. Sorry, guys.
Getting tranked.
Everything I know about retarded people is from that one John Steinbeck novel. I read that and I was like, you know what? That's retarded people for me.
For sure.
It's their trainer putting peanut butter in their mouth so they can pretend to do lines.
Yeah.
So funny. Lenny.
Yeah.
Lenny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lenny of Mice and Men. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a wheelchair race crash.
Please.
This is great.
This is one of the best bits we've ever done on the show. Thank you, Colin.
Of course.
Absolutely decimated.
Decimated.
I hope Dino sees this bit.
My goodness gracious me, and there are wheelchairs and bodies lying all over the place.
Wait.
But look at this.
Did we miss
Did
it?
We miss
Did we miss it already? There's a wheelchair and bodies lying all over the place. Is that not triggering for everyone in here?
I think we missed the crash.
Oh, it's like the Grand National. Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Shit! You know the funny? They send out a little ambulance like that where they have to wheel out. Goes,
He's got the fucking light on his helmet. Hup, 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 hup.
He goes, does body parts on wheels all over the track.
Well.
Oh, oh,
what the hell is it? What is he doing?
Get out of here.
Oh.
No, the crash already happened.
Oh, now they're just fucking wheeling around the people that are
lapping
dead.
Them. They're talking shit. Wow. They should do it like in Formula One where they have to like they put bring out the flag.
Do you think they talk shit like opposite though? It's like I bet you can walk.
Your wheels ain't shit. Look at the state of those wheels. That's funny.
All right. Well, you know what? Good for them.
Good. Yeah. Well, by the way, all these athletes that we've been watching would like destroy fuck us physically. Up.
Yeah,
and like
yeah,
in pretty much any competition.
Anything.
No,
I think that guy with no legs.
Dude, the guy, the skier.
I think he could take you, Lewis.
I would beat him in almost any sport except skiing.
Except skiing. Monopod
except
skiing.
Except for legless skiing.
Monopod skiing.
Yeah, monopod skiing, I would have trouble.
No, but these guys, dude, I think he has this weird, he'll have some sort of ankle tap fucking jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, by the way, he's been doing jiu-jitsu too cocky. You have no idea if he uses prosthetics in his everyday life.
That is true.
So yeah. You'd be like, oh, you can't, you got, and then he shows
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he shows
his
up.
Fucking bionic legs.
6'6".
Yeah.
He's they're robot legs.
Yeah. And he's got like the most powerful, he's been like driving his whole life with his arms.
Yeah, he looks like Ripley at the end of Aliens. Boom. In the yellow thing.
Exactly. Oscar Pistorius.
No, I still fuck him up. They're all fucking doggy.
No.
It doesn't matter. It's not an important hypothetical.
No, dude. I want to challenge
a legless man.
A legless man.
Olympian.
A legless Olympian to some sort of physical competition. I wonder how many sports I could beat him. It would be embarrassing. At what point they'd be like, we have to stop this bit. It's like nobody, it's not a feel good story. Like nobody's happy about this.
No, he'd be fucking you up. No. Arm wrestle? That guy's on an arm wrestle.
You think that he could beat me in arm wrestling?
Absolutely. Anyone that doesn't have legs.
Oh, yeah. These guys, they're so powerful.
Are you insane?
Do you really think that's the way it works?
They don't use
the blind kid has super hearing? No.
Yes.
That's a great gas digital event.
I do believe that blind kids have
super hearing. You just described bats. Yes, when you lose one thing, it helps the other. And yes, if they're getting around in a wheelchair like that, I bet their arms are crazy.
Anybody
strong.
In a wheelchair could beat me in an arm wrestling competition.
I want the challenge.
Anybody
who has competed at the Paralympics with an event where their legs are impaired, I want you to challenge them to an arm wrestle.
They'll fuck you up.
Listen to me.
I think one of those.
Are you out there? Are you the freak that he's describing? I will fucking destroy you on the Real Ass Podcast. This is your opportunity. Come in here and I will fucking destroy you at arm wrestling.
And if you beat Lewis, a lifetime supply of shoes.
Lewis, you're going to get mauled by some fucking half a man.
I hope he comes walking in on his
fucking ruin you, dude.
All right, we gotta wrap. Thank you guys so much.
It's over
for coming. Yeah, we gotta go. It's been a fun show.
Great to catch
Dez
up.
Dez loves it. Dez loves being on the Real Ass Podcast. It's a great show. You know,
I'm cautious though. You know,
there's a lot of
you always have to be careful. You don't know what I'm gonna say. You're I'm like, more on
cautious.
Camera.
I'm more cautious than Cullum. You know,
Cullum fucking. Tom, he knows. He knows what he is. He'd be a lifetime of being a Nazi comedian.
I'm the future.
I hands up, I had my little bit of my diplomatic hat on. Yeah. At times, I just, you know, quietly just tapped out of a couple of these.
Of course, you got it.
You got it. You got to
be smart.
You got a career. what are you kidding me?
All right, guys, we're out. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Friday. Who are the guests on Friday, Shannon?
Joe Gorman and Derek Gaines.
Hell yeah. Lots of fun. Joe Gorman, Derek Gaines. See you guys on Friday. Peace.
Peace.
That's all, folks.
Hey, guys, before we get out of here, you love this show, and you love one half of the show, which is the great Zach Amico.
You love two-thirds of this show.
You love two-and-a-half-thirds of this show. The great Zach Amico also hosts another show on this network called Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, where he watches a movie with a few great comedians, and they break down the movie or whatever they watch. I did it recently with my sister. We watched WrestleMania 11, so it's not always movies, but it's a lot of time horror movies.
It's horror movies, B-movies, genre movies, or whatever I feel like putting on that night.
It's a lot of fun. It really is a great show. If you guys haven't checked it out yet, go take a listen. It's available anywhere you guys download podcasts, but you can get the entire catalog on gasdigitalnetwork.com on demand. Here's a clip.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook.
Yeah, so they've established somebody knows how to get out. Oh, fuck. If he doesn't
yo,
fucking shit
oh
out
my
of
God. God.
That's
hell
enough.
Him.
He's in a trap.
No.
Go right
there. Oh, my God.
He's endangering the planet.
Let
him go, young Nazi.
What the fuck? Yo, shut the fuck up, Karen. He just almost killed me.
Oh. That's what we doing now?
Damn. You know that's Chris Brown's dad. Oh.
Snap. Snap.
Oh! Like father, like son.
Bam!
Oh, man. He's doing...
God help you, Quentin.
Yeah, yo!
Did you smack your kids around too?
Oh,
yo!
Oh, my son! Haymakers.
She with the shits!